理课堂听 class.com
Unit 39
抱怨与索赔
Complaints and Claims Section A Listening 1. Pre-listening vocabulary
Breach
Contractual party
Lodge a claim
Compensation
Genuine complaint
Fault complaint
Arise from
Excessive
Deliberately
Excuse
Particular
Full detail
Surveyor's report
Port of destination
Re-inspection
Valid
2. Hush, then listen.
In business, breach of the contract is quite often. The suffering party then has the right to make complaints or claims to have the breach put right. If the breach is not serious, the suffering party may lodge a claim for compensation. If the loss is huge, he may take legal actions. There are two kinds of complaint, the genuine complaint and the fault complaint. The genuine complaint may arise from one of the following situations. The wrong goods have been sent. The quality may not be satisfactory. The goods have been damaged. The delivery has been delayed. The price charged may be excessive or not as agreed. The fault complaint may be made by the party who finds fault deliberately as an excuse to escape from his obligations. When complaints or claims are made, attention should be paid to the following particulars. First, full details should be given and a surveyor's report submitted. Secondly, all claims must be made within the time limit, for instance, 21 days after receipt of the goods at the port of destination. Thirdly, no goods should be used or resold to some third party. Otherwise, no claim will be recognized. Fourthly, at least 10% of the original packages should remain unopened for the seller's reinspection. Otherwise, no claim will be valid. Section B, Speaking Up. 1. Typical dialogue. 1. Background information. After the investigation, Mr. Wu Li San, the exporter's representative, rejects the complaint made by Frank about the damaged laser printer.
Frank.
Mr. Wu Li San. 2. Practical dialogue.
Good morning. I'm here to make a complaint about the laser printers.
Good morning. I was informed about this matter. What is wrong with our printers?
Some of them are damaged so seriously that they are unsuitable in the market.
How many?
About 160. Here's the video of those damaged ones.
You should believe me. All the goods had gone through rigid inspection before packing, and the carrier received them in apparently good condition. Thus, they must be damaged in the course of transit.
Do you reject our claim?
Yes. You should refer the claim to the carrier or the insurance company.
But the inspection certificate shows that the goods are not properly packed.
Sorry, but I can't agree. We have the evidence that we shall not be held liable for the damage.
This seems to be a very clear case. You should consider our claim seriously for protection of your own reputation.
I apologize deeply for this matter. Perhaps we should submit the case to arbitration. 2. Typical dialogue. 1. Background information. Mr. Wang Li phones the British exporter Myron to inquire about the causes for goods not received.
Mr. Wang Li.
Myron. 2. Practical dialogue. Hello, this is Myron. Who is speaking?
Hello, this is Wang Li calling from CCS Import and Export Company. I'm phoning about our order for the developing agent and the photosensitive paper. We placed the order 2 months ago, but we haven't received the ordered goods yet.
Just a minute. Could you tell me the order number?
It's TW358.
TW358. I'll just check that. Yes, I'm very sorry. We've had problems with our manufacturers. We're still waiting for the delivery of it.
But our customers are waiting too. We should lodge a claim for all the losses incurred as a consequence of your failure to ship our order in time.
I'm very sorry for all the losses you suffered, but it's due to force majeure. Our manufacturer was flooded last month.
What evidence do you have to support this delay caused by force majeure? But we have evidence that the delay was due to your carelessness.
That's not true. We can show you the weather report of last month.
Well, we're not satisfied with your explanation. Now that you cannot make any adjustment about it, the case under dispute might have to be submitted to arbitration.
4. Vocabulary aid. Dialogue 1.
Laser printer.
Unsaleable.
Video.
Rigid inspection.
Carrier.
In apparently good order.
In the course of transit.
Refer the claim to
inspection certificate.
Be held liable for
reputation.
Apologize. Dialogue 2.
Developing agent.
Photosensitive paper.
Order number.
Incur. Consequence.
Force majeure.
Weather report.